Think Again with Borderlands Cooperative.
Join us for critical conversations about things that matter.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial.
And 3CR Digital, streaming live at 3cr.org.au.
So together, let's think again about important matters affecting us, like economics,
politics,
education,
health,
climate,
and what we can do about it all. Welcome to our 329th episode of Think Again, a program produced by Borderlands Cooperative, an organization working for social change for 28 years. I'm Jacques Boulet.
And I'm Jennifer Burrell.
We're broadcasting live from the 3CR studio on the unceded land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Today we're continuing our talk about democracy from last week. Last week's talk, actually. In Think Again, we have regularly come back to the question as to how we could imagine our political system to really be what it suggests it is, a democracy, a political system in which the people rule or govern themselves, as the word says, demos, the people, krasi, from kratin, Greek kratin, rule.
Yeah. And imagining another system isn't easy, is it?
No, it isn't. Some philosophers and political theorists have said that it is easier to imagine the end of the world than the end of the political economy of capitalism. Mm. And there is some truth to that. Imagining a state of the world not looking like the present status of liberal democratic capitalism or the more authoritarian versions of running capitalism is constantly challenged by a sort of automated response that the very idea of an alternative to these versions is actually unimaginable.
Yeah, it's like a heavy blanket over our thinking, stopping us seeing any other way.
Yeah, it's a wet blanket. It's almost a hegemonic response suggesting that the political binary of democracy versus authoritarianism is all there is to it. And our media, the third leg of what we have regularly called a lethal triangle in such binaries, our media certainly seems keen to maintain that rather simplistic hegemony in our thinking. And really, academic debates and discussions are not much better or even different. There could also be a lack of bravery to challenge the hegemony of our political stalemate. And as a recent article by Oliver Marchert suggests, engage again with the power of our political and social imagination.
Yeah, so it's really time to think again, as per the name of our program, and move beyond this mind block.
Yes, and particularly having been going through the 60s, having really again a bit of a look at other ways of thinking about and trying to practice politics differently.
Yeah, so to start us off, listeners might remember us talking last week about the current state of so-called democracy in Australia and how our leaders aren't really representing us, aren't really enacting our will, let alone responding to our needs, hence the need for lots of protests lately. And that's happening on quite a range of fronts, including defence and our expensive intertwining with the US military defence and our expensive intertwining with the US military, and that happening way into the unforeseeable future.
Yeah.
And doing something really decisive about climate change and stopping fossil fuel projects. It's a climate emergency. And also stopping the channeling of our common wealth to the already hyper-wealthy through our regressive tax system.
That's right, and making sure everyone can afford a home and other necessities of living, which, if you think about it, is some pretty basic requirement.
Mm.
And stop inviting or otherwise propping up, on behalf of the Australian people, presidents of regimes that are committing genocide and are responsible for the death of over 60,000 people, at last count, but most likely many, many more, including very many children. And of course, I'm referring here to Israel's President Herzog, who just recently was invited to honor a visit to our land.
And stop
staying mute when the other Albanese, human rights Francesca Albanese, gets attacked by our Western allies for revealing the depth of their complicity in those massacres and their ignoring of international law.
Yeah, so they're just some of the areas that we talked about also last week where we don't really feel we're being represented by our government. They're pretty much ignoring us.
That's right.
And also last week we lamented the lethal triangle that works against us truly being in a democracy. The charade of the two, inverted commas, main parties in a pretty much two-pronged or binary contest, with the third leg of the lethal triangle being the mainstream media.
That's right. As we already have mentioned in an earlier program, that since last week we've seen a change in the leadership of the Conservative coalition. One leg of that lethal triangle, the opposition, quote-unquote opposition, as it is called, to the governing party, at the moment, Labour, with a massive majority in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a change from Susan Lee to Angus Taylor, leading the Liberal Party and the on-again, off-again coalition.
Yeah, and to illustrate our point, and true to form, The Age jumped in with a poll to see how the two-party, inverted commas, contest is going. So with a federal poll in their paper on Tuesday, the 17th of February, followed on Wednesday, the 18th of February, with a poll about the Victorian state government. And all of this continuing to prop up and perpetuate the current reality of an essentially two-party system. Asking people, in effect, what team they barrack for.
That's right.
In the process, treating politics like a sport. Their old trick, of course, to generate news and sell newspapers, even as old media, such as The Age, spirals down in influence.
Yeah, and of course, they all pretend to just be reporting.
Yeah.
In fact, it is conjuring up news, damning and locking us all into this two-party and assumed left-right fiasco, as we mentioned last week when we quoted Richard Dennis from the Australian Institute. Indeed, locking us in for the foreseeable future and also the unforeseeable
future.
Well,
it's not all foreseeable anyway.
That's right. So presenting really a charade of democracy, creating the fallacy that it is the only way of doing democracy and of governing a country.
Yeah, but regardless of all that, we all somehow know or have a niggling feeling that our governments are not leading us where we need to go. They're perpetually locked into their little political world bubbles. Always trying to predict and outflank their binary opposite in the other political party.
That's right, and all of it magnified by the mainstream media, which goes to explain our predetermined military subservience to the US. As we, Australian, being their sub-imperial assistance and our willful plummeting into climate disaster, whilst also subservient to capitalist, corporate and trillionaire interests.
Yeah, and as a case in point, that's how we got into AUKUS.
Because the
Morrison coalition government was in power, they announced AUKUS, and Labor was trying to be a small target and agreed to it within 24 hours.
Well, 5 seconds, really.
5 seconds, yeah. So anyway, amongst a range of other things, some of which we mentioned before, The Age did offer one silver lining, one ray of hope in its reporting on Wednesday, I think, saying that support for the major parties in Victoria has crashed. So the big question is, will the media now start promoting smaller parties or even independents?
Or more importantly, will they start allowing some space for imagining and publicising other ideas and other ways of doing democracy?
Yeah. So that's a really big question. But while we wait and hope for this to happen, it might be more productive for us to get some inspiration from the late David Graeber,
who we mentioned at the end of our last program, referring to his Graeber's notion of prefigurative politics.
Yeah, that's right. Working to create another world in the very process of taking political action.
Really another way of suggesting the need for imagination about creating another world or other worlds, or a world in which we all want to be in, creating a genuinely free society, while being in the process of directly creating it. We introduced another side of David Graeber as an anthropologist some time ago when we discussed the book he wrote together with David Wingold. The book was titled The Dawn of Everything, and some listeners may remember. In that book, they challenged some of the ways in which the worldwide evolution of our societal governing system has been described and theorized by historians and anthropologists and others.
Yeah, and with an alternative narrative to the grand empires.
That's right, that's right. He was also known as an anarchist, writing books like the title The Utopia of Rules. And he certainly has contributed to a better understanding of what anarchism really means before he unfortunately died in 2020 at a relatively young age still. And it is not violence and chaos and such when he talks about anarchism.
Yeah. And Graeber helpfully exposed our proliferation of bullshit jobs, which I love saying on radio because it's the name of a book and I can. And so bullshit jobs being jobs which contribute nothing to society while draining the talents and energies of workers and often the best and the brightest and most talented of workers.
Absolutely. And of which our high-rise office buildings are meanwhile totally full. Let's have a bit of a break and listen to A Change Is Gonna Come by Kutcher Edwards. Original song by
Sam Cooke.
That's right.
So it's sung by Kutcher Edwards, that's right.
I was born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change don't I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me down, back down on my knees. There's been times when I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
3CR is one of a kind. We have 400 volunteers and cover an incredible array of programming content.
From special broadcast events on Invasion Day or Trans Day of Visibility to any of our 120 weekly shows, 3CR has got your radical radio listening covered.
Subscribe to 3CR at 3cr.org.au and support independent, community-owned media, free of commercial influence and government bias.
Help to keep 3CR unique by becoming a subscriber today.
You're listening to Think Again on 3CR Community Radio on 855 AM on your dial and streaming live at 3cr.org.au. Before the break, we were continuing our talk, which we started last week, on the ways in which we are being governed. We are still calling it a democracy, and lots of people often say that it's better than whatever else exists in the world. But we have our questions about that. And so we have been wondering about imagining other ways of doing democracy.
And encouraging that wondering.
That's right.
Yeah. And thinking about democracy, I was recently really captivated by David Graeber's essay, it's titled There Never Was a West, on the incoherence of the notion of the Western tradition. And in that essay, David Graeber exposed the myth put out by Western nations like the US and France that they were founded on democracy, founded on the idea of government by the will of the people.
In fact, they weren't, as also testified by numerous historians meanwhile.
That's right. Well, the founding fathers of the US and writers of its constitution, the US Constitution, were actually quite distrustful, openly distrustful of people rule, or ruled by the uneducated mob as they saw it.
Yeah, a little bit like the Westminster system, which we sit on our knees for all the time. Nick Bryant talks about this too in his book, The Forever War, America's Unending Conflict with Itself. In fact, the right to vote was never enshrined in the original US Constitution and still isn't.
Yeah, and Brian says it's a big embarrassment.
That's right. And he also says that it was the wealthy elite that gathered in their frock coats and silk stockings in Philadelphia. They regarded government as a closed shop.
Yeah. So David Graeber suggests that Western concepts like democracy only took recognisable form, a form that we'd recognise today, in the 19th and 20th centuries, and not centuries earlier, as is often put out, put out.
With a background that the overarching idea of Western civilization created the spurious notion of the superiority of mostly European ways of doing things and running countries, so as to justify, of course, colonization and exploitation of our lands or other lands and other peoples, like the country we live in.
Yeah, so the idea of Western civilization, including our idea of democracy, it's a sort of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But for our current analysis, I'm thinking it might be most useful to talk about degrees of democracy, degrees of people's self-rule, maybe, rather than there being an on or off for democracy. We probably need to bit more explore what we mean by democracy and to what extent we're having a say in the directions we're taking as a people, as a society. Because I'm thinking for many countries, even voting for a government is considered great progress, even while that government might be largely unresponsive to the true will of the people in lots of instances in between elections, such as in our case.
Absolutely. Anyways, an anarchist, Graeber opposed rule by a state, while pointing out that Democrats have been trying to graft ideals of popular self-governance onto the coercive apparatus of the state for meanwhile 200 years. But this, he says, is unworkable in its core contradiction.
Yeah, which maybe describes a contradiction we're all witnessing and experiencing now, like with declarations and performance of democracy, even while our will is patiently not being followed in a lot of important areas. Mm-hmm. and with a number of vested interests and forces clearly working against us.
Systemically, that's exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so David Graeber talks about this in his essay titled There Never Was a West, which is the first part of the title, There Never Was a West. So he says, quote, states cannot, by their nature, ever truly be democratized. They are, after all, basically ways of organizing violence. The American Federalists were being quite realistic when they argued that democracy is inconsistent with a society based on inequalities of wealth. Since in order to protect wealth, one needs an apparatus of coercion to keep down the very mob that democracy would empower, unquote. Mm-hmm. And to ground this idea a bit, it's probably worth repeating a story by editor Nika Dubrovsky in an introduction to the book The Ultimate Truth of the World, which holds a collection of Graeber's writings and conversations. So in this introduction, Nika says, quote, at one of his book launches, David answered a question from a woman who introduced herself as a nanny in a nursing home. She asked, why don't people like me have access to decision-making? David replied, our society is organized in such a way that access to power is conditioned on access to violence. People who are busy taking care of other people have minimal access to make decisions. But army chiefs, CEOs of big corporations, and so on, are the ones who decide how we all live our lives, unquote. And then David Graeber asked on that occasion, if we really want to live in a society organized according to the ideals of such people.
Which, of course, begs the question, why are we handing power to the worst of us, to those least motivated to act in our interests or wishes? Which is something we looked at in some of our earlier programs in 2019, very early on when we started in the midst of that year. And we asked ourselves, why are sociopaths being promoted in capitalist societies? We now have particularly Trump as a prime example of that.
Narcissists and sociopaths.
That's right. But Graeber wasn't presenting this as an inevitability at all. He was forever optimistic. An optimism based on the profound insight that the ultimate truth of the world is that we are free to change it as we see fit.
Yeah, he did believe in creativity and change. Mm. I'll repeat that. So the ultimate truth of the world is that we are free to change it as we see fit.
Mm.
Well, we can imagine all sorts of consensual systems that are different to top-down command and control government, really, if we want to. In fact, there are numerous examples throughout history, and Graeber and Wingold offered many examples in their book that you just mentioned before, Jacques, mm-hmm. The Dawn of Everything, A New History of Humanity.
Mm. And for the current context, he flagged possibilities of networks, of collectives, independent of state and party control. In any case, for any change, we need to.
Are you going to German accent?
For ever change, we need to first see what we are free to imagine and change the world as we see fit.
Yeah.
In her introduction to The Ultimate Hidden Truth, Dubrovsky says that David used to say, and I quote, all human beings are products of mutual creation. Most of the work we do is on each other. This is how David understood himself and the purpose of his writing. End of quote. Something which we really started to think again with in our very first program, mid-2019, when we talked about relationality being the most important element in human life and living.
Yeah, relationality. Yeah, and remember, our brains are plastic. Which means They can change and do change with the demands of what we're required to do and what we require our brains to do, like riding a bike or using a mobile phone or hosting a party or gathering. And those demands are shaped in continuity with our bodies and the world we inhabit and interact in. And that's both the human world and the non-human world. So co-creation with others is in the world is a constant, ongoing, unfolding process, which means there's always possibility for change. There's always possibilities for imagination and for change.
And that was indeed the insight and continues to be the insight underpinning Think Again, as it does underpin the idea of Borderlands, that change is possible. That to achieve a better world together, we need to imagine and think and practice outside of the box and share ideas, even if they come with risks attached to them. Risks are absolutely necessary part of imagining an other world.
Yeah.
And this will not change the world in and by itself, but it is certainly a necessary, even if it is not a sufficient element.
Yeah, but we do need it. That imagination to come up with and explore better ways of being and doing and organising ourselves so that positive change can happen, so we can survive as people, as nature, and as a planet for all living things.
Hi, I'm Cam Smith from Yanar Pasaran.
I'm Andy Fleming.
Andy, quick question. The commercial media that provides a voice to marginalised communities, doesn't it? And as governments around the world take a turn to the far right, it provides a critical anti-fascist analysis?
Cam, how many times do I have to tell you this? No, that's not the case.
Oh, that's not good. So who is doing all that?
Cam, community media, including 3CR, Melbourne's community radio.
And how can we support 3CR in doing that?
We can subscribe, Cam, at any time.
By visiting 3cr.org.au. or calling the station on 9419 8377. Subscribe to 3CR.
And stay anti-fascist.
Thanks.
Yes. So as per our promos, we are in a subscription drive and we do really rely on our listeners to subscribe and support us. 3CR is really important for imagining and thinking about and planning for a better future, for sharing ideas, for publicising campaigns and projects, and ultimately for the sustainability and health and well-being of all of us and for our planet, as we said before. So if you can subscribe, that would be great. You can go to the website 3cr.org.au and find your way to the instructions there. Or if you're not on the net, ring during business hours, 9419 8377. Of course, that's a Melbourne phone number, 9419 8377.
So thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in to Think Again on 3CR Community Radio this morning and so many mornings ago. If you want to send us any comments about today's program or suggest topics or people to interview on the program, please email Borderlands, borders@borderlands.org.au. And remember, our past programs are available at podcast on a variety of platforms and via the 3CR website on 3cr.org.au.
Yeah, and meanwhile, to finish our program today, please enjoy Milky Mana by King Stingray.
You think I am?
Hey! You don't know who it is!
You ain't!
Rumble like mama!
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.